Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Panic and Hope podcast. For the second episode, I'm going to be talking about emetophobia. Now, I hope I'm saying that right. That is the fear of being sick and vomiting. And that's where my panic attacks are all based around. As I said in my previous podcast, my first one, my fear started after the fear of gagging after I gagged in school, but it's developed into a fear of actually vomiting. It's just the whole motion of that spasm in the throat which makes you be sick that I hate. I think the phobia stemmed from just that feeling when you gag or vomit, that feeling of not being in control. It's one of the worst feelings ever, and it's I have such an intense fear. Like, I wouldn't wish it on anyone to have a fear like that. I wouldn't wish it on anyone to have to vomit or be sick. I vomit, be sick, or just dry heave because it's so horrible. And yeah, I hate it. Anyway, so emetophobia, the fear of being sick. My fear of it has intensified over the past few months, and the main reason for that is because of the. If you're from the UK, you'd know that. All the news is on the news every day. There seem to be stories about the neurovirus, which is the sickness and diarrhea virus, which is sweeping the country. Apparently, double the cases in the UK than last year. And obviously, people with anxiety like me are obviously very paranoid they're going to catch it. Obviously, it's very contagious, but the only way you could really catch norovirus is if you're in close proximity. With someone who actually has it. I don't know anyone who's got it. So I've been pretty lucky, but it's still every day when I wake up I fear getting it. Whenever I get a slight stomach pain after food or whatever, I instantly think I'm going to be sick. It's a horrible fear to have, emetophobia. You just fear everything you eat. You're always paranoid, like, oh god, what are the odds that this food will make me vomit? Especially if it's like meat. I don't avoid eating food, but I'm always really, really nervous. When I'm eating it, I'm not really nervous. But after eating it for hours, in my mind, I think if I can survive 12 hours without being sick, I've survived not getting food poisoning. So when I have meals in the evening out at restaurants, I'll come home and I'll be in bed and I won't be able to sleep because I'm just so scared that I'm about to be sick after the food I've eaten. And really, I've never really experienced food poisoning. I was sick about 3 years ago after eating a beef casserole. I'm not sure whether that was food poisoning or my body just didn't want it. It was really weird. My body vomited up the beef casserole. I'm sorry, I'm getting a bit disgusting here. But I was ill, and the beef casserole, it was no vomit, it was just the beef casserole that came out. It was really weird, and that was it. Nothing more, nothing less. But obviously, I don't know, maybe it was some food poisoning, but that's that was the last time I was sick. And that's the only time it's happened. It's very, very unlikely. I mean, you think in your lifetime, all the meals you have, the chances of like being sick from food poisoning, so unlikely. It's just a stupid fear. As all panic attack and anxiety fears are, they're just silly fears that are irrational, don't really have any truth in them. But yeah, so emetophobia, that's what I have. And dealing with it, I find like, I think it's the problem with emetophobia sufferers is as soon as they eat food that could cause food poisoning, they instantly noticed every little change in their body. Well, I know I do. Like a slight twinge of an ache in the stomach, a burp, like anything like an ache in the intestines, anything like that, and you'll instantly think, oh god, there's something seriously wrong with me. And sometimes, I think eventually it can get to the point where you just don't remember what it's like not to have this fear. You can't remember what it's like not to worry about stuff inside your body because your mind is so used to just searching your body for something to cling on to, some evidence that you're going to be ill. And so, yeah, that's what my body does. And it's hard to get out of a rut. I mean, sometimes I just won't even think about it. Like, I'll eat, like, I don't know. Like the other day, I had like a Chinese food, which I guess is probably more likely to give you food poisoning than other food. And I didn't even think about it. But then, like, I have a burger, and instantly I think, oh God, I'm going to be sick. It's just, you just don't understand your mind sometimes. And I find, like, the best way of getting past it is distraction. As I said, it doesn't stop me eating food. I feel nervous afterwards. But I get in the mindset, like, if I stop having certain foods that I enjoy, because it's made of a meat product that can cause food poisoning, that's just silly. In my mind, I just think that it's like a battle in my mind. Common sense versus reality. No, common sense versus reality. But common sense versus panic. That makes more sense. And I feel like if I was to actually stop eating these things because of my panic attacks, then it's just like letting it win. Obviously, it's still trying to win because it's like causing the panic attacks in my body. But I don't want it to come to the stage where I'm starving myself. So yeah, I just wanted to do a quick talk about emetophobia, obviously my fear, and I know a lot of sufferers of anxiety and panic attacks have the same fear, and I've seen on online forums that a lot of people's fears have intensified recently because of the news of norovirus. But what you have to remember is, it's affected about 600,000 people in the UK, and you think there's about 66 million people in the UK, I think that's right, so that's like such a small portion of people, and even that's estimated. I mean, it might not be norovirus, it could be other viruses, just normal stomach bugs that are normal. And I mean, what you got to remember is just, you know, keep washing your hands. Yeah, that's the main thing. Just wash your hands. Just be careful. Be careful. Make sure, you know, your hands are clean. And obviously, if you know someone who's got the virus, just obviously make sure. I mean, the thing which annoys me about this norovirus thing is how selfish people can be. Like, they'll still try and go to work and go out in public places when they're still ill. And I think that's really selfish, because especially if they know they're ill and it's contagious. Because not only are they spreading the disease, they're spreading the disease to other people, obviously they're not going to feel right, so there's no point in them even being out anyway. They should be at home resting. So I think, obviously, yeah, avoid selfish people who are ill and still choose to go outside. But, yeah, make sure you just wash your hands. I mean, it's so unlikely you'll get the virus anyway. The best advice for that, just keep yourself clean. The fear of vomiting, it's a stupid fear. It normally stems from a past experience. Like, I think a lot of people may have been sick when they were younger, had bad stomach bugs, and obviously don't want that feeling again. But it's so rare that you'll be sick. I mean, it's so unlikely that... I mean, my fear is that I'll vomit once and I won't be able to ever stop. Like, every day I'll be vomiting. It's a stupid thought. It's stupid thought, stupid fears. So, yeah. Hopefully, this has given you a good insight into how my mind works. And, yeah, I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.